Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia's Deputy Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Yuliya Tanjung, offers opportunities for BRICS member countries to invest in the new and renewable energy sector in Indonesia. The investment offer in renewable energy was conveyed by him while attending the BRICS Forum held in Brasilia, Brazil on Monday. Quoted from Tempo.co, regarding financing aspects, Yuliya also encourages BRICS countries to explore specific financing mechanisms to support a fair and inclusive energy transition in the future. PT PLN Engineering, a subsidiary of the state-owned power company PT PLN, had partnered with China Electric Power and China Electric Power Planning and Engineering Institute, or EPEI, to accelerate Indonesia's energy transition agenda and enhance national electricity capacity. Quoted from Eril.co.id, President Director of PLN, Darawan Prasojo, emphasized that this collaboration reflects PLN Group's commitment to driving energy transformation and achieving net zero emissions by 2060. Darawan highlighted the importance of collaborating with global partners such as EPEI to ensure the adoption of modern, efficient and sustainable technologies, and this aligns with Indonesia's latest electricity supply business plan, which prioritizes renewable energy generation. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Muka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa I'm not afraid. akan bisa.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveler, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di belakang pikiranku sebenarnya sudah tahu kisah cinta mirip kita tak menyentuh selamanya. Selama kita mau, jangan pikir buruk dulu. Kisah cinta mirip kita bisa saja selamanya. Kau akhirnya goyah juga, bukan bertahan bersama, malah kau juga harus ku yakinkan. Kejutan tengah cerita, ternyata ini rasanya ditinggal berjuang sendirian. Sudahlah, terus saja bila tersalah. Bisanya kau sekadar pasrah bila tak ada yang berubah. Benarkah kau ingin menyerah? Pikiranku sebenarnya sudah tahu kisah cinta mirip kita tak menyentuh selamanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemima Cita. Juanita Jemima Cita, better known as Jemima Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separu in December 2021. On November 22, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemima Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Penuh gelisah, tak tentu arah. Oh, wow, kamu tak sendiri. Pernahkah kamu memaksa kuat, walau hatimu terasa berat? Banyak mimpi yang tak kunjung nyata. Oh, kamu tak sendiri. Berlari dijatuhkan, berucap dipatahkan, terjatuh sendirian seperti tiada teman. Kita yang tak didengar, tenang jangan kau diam. Kamu tak sendiri.
Listener, museum is an educational place for people to know more about history. Because museum keeps the history which connects meaningful current social, cultural, and political issues. And we got a little bit comment from PIC, or person in charge for the National Museum Jakarta, Roshid Nidlo, who invites people to visit the national museums to learn about the history of Indonesia, but our own identity, and recognizing the exhibitions and many more that they have.
To make the National Museum of Indonesia friendly and effective as an educational medium for all groups and individuals, several key priorities can and should be carried out. These priorities reflect both best practices in museum inclusivity and the spirit of the 2025 International Museum Day theme. First, accessibility for all. Ensure that the museum is physically, cognitively, and emotionally accessible to all visitors. The action: install ramps, elevators, lift, and textile pad for people with physical disabilities. Provide sign language interpreters. Offer quiet hours or sensory-friendly environment for neurodiverse visitors. Ensure free ticket for the disabled. And the second priority, community involvement and representation. Create a museum that reflects the stories, voices, and identities of the people it serves. And for the action, partner with local communities, especially marginalized groups, to create program and exhibition. Feature exhibits that highlight diverse ethnicities, religion, gender identities, and social background, and encourage community-curated showcase that allows citizens to share their own heritage and experiences. The third, relevant and contextual education. Make the museum a space where history connects meaningfully with current social, cultural, and political issues. The action are align exhibition with the national calendar, such as Ramadan, Kartini Day, Independence Day, and etc. Provide guided tour and educational key tailored to different age groups, from children to university students. Use historical theme to discuss contemporary issues, such as gender equality, environmental change, or pluralism.
More talk about museum is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Tutup sudah pintu-pintu hatiku yang pernah dibuka waktu hanya untukmu. Kini kau pergi dari hidupku. Ku harus relakanmu walau aku tak mau. Juta warna pelangi di dalam hati, sejenak luluh bergening menjauh pergi. Tak ada lagi cahaya suci, semua nada beranjak, aku terdiam sepi. Karena panah cinta menusuk jantungku. Ucapkan matahariku puisi tentang hidupku, tentangku yang tak mampu menaklukkan waktu. Oh, berjuta dalam hati, sejenak luluh bergeming menjauh pergi. Tak ada lagi cahaya suci, semua nada beranjak, aku terdiam sepi. ku bersedih karena panas cinta menusuk jantungku. Tangisanku, ku bersedih karena panah cinta menusuk jantungku.
In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Voice of Indonesia.
Metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu tertunduk di hujan peluru, bertubi-tubi rasa salah dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa, kuputuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah, segala badai ombak hidup lalu rebah. That's why I'm grateful. Grace overwhelming, my God is able to transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. Yes.
Mengusir rampa ternyata. kau mampu berikan asa.
Biarlah atasku kau berkuasa. Hanya engkau yang kupuja.
And you're still tuned to Edited World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So, listener, it seems that Indonesian athletes will be facing the second day in the Malaysia Masters 2025 in KL. And several names are going to be joining all the categories. For example, in men's single, we got Alwi Farhan that will be facing Su Liang from Taiwan. And the same for Chika Ora Dwi Wardoyo, who will be facing the Taiwan Hawang Ping Xian. Meanwhile, in women's single, we only got Putri Kusuma Wardani, who will be facing Akashi Kashyap from India. In women's double, we got Febriana Dwi Puji Kusuma Amalia Cahaya Pratiwi versus Wang Yituo and Li Wenmei from China. Meanwhile, in the mixed double, we got Amri Anita versus Cheng Chan Kwan, Su Yinhui from Taiwan, and then Dejan Ferdinand Shah and Siti Fadia Silva Ramadanti facing Puanat Horban Luweke and Sapsiri Tairarat Tairata Nachai from Thailand. And of course, there is also Varalia Simulia and Lisa Yukusomaswati versus Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Adya Variath from India. And the last one, Altan Maulana and Indah Cahya Sari Jamil versus Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto from India.
Ku dibuat is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Semoga ya hari ini lebih baik dari hari kemarin yang lewat begitu saja tanpa lakukan apa-apa. Semoga ya pagi ini lebih cerah dari pagi kemarin. Mungkin bisa bangun lebih dini untuk bergegas siapkan diri. Apa yang harus ku cari, apa yang harus ku gali, ku tahu. Ku mau jadi sesuatu yang kau tahu itu aku. Ku mau dari dulu. Tapi kenyataannya ku masih hanya menunggu. Semoga ya malam ini lebih cantik dari malam kemarin. Bersama bulan kan ku temukan kamu yang ku rindukan. Thank you.
dan harus aku benahi. Ku tahu ku mau jadi sesuatu yang kau tahu itu aku. Ku mau dari dulu, tapi kenyataannya ku masih hanya menunggu. Semoga ya hari ini, semoga ya semoga, ya semoga tak ada guna bila ku masih hanya diam saja.
At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Tomok village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simangali, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of manortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangali died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigali Gali could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigali Gali is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigali Gali comes from the word gali, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigali Gali is placed on a rectangular wooden pad.
This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigaligali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigaligali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigaligali statue at the performance venue in Tobok, but because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made.
Sebenarnya kalau patung benar Sigaligali kita yang paling tua sebenarnya yang ada.
In fact, our oldest Sigaligali statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigaligali statues that we can see today at the Sigaligali Performance Venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manortor. What are their impressions after seeing Sigaligali and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigaligali directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloths. We wear sword for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigaligali, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulu Salam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigaligali, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigaligali and feel entertained. I want to come here again. We actually have a lot of hopes, ma'am, especially regarding Sigaligali, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Thank you.
Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believes that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French,
German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku berserah, semakin malam, semakin diri, suara terdengar. Mengapa dunia tak adil? Luka yang basah, masih terasa.
Semakin teruk.